ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected ulama ikram and scholars, my dear elders and brothers in Islam, the time is very limited and short to initiate any discussion. And furthermore, for a person who doesn't have much to say, even 15 minutes or 10 minutes is too much. The other difficulty is that at this venue, on each side you find, mashallah, that there are mashayikh and ulama who are sitting. So it makes it even difficult or more difficult to speak when you have people in front of you who are better than you at your own game. But nonetheless, we have been taught that we should always regard ourselves as students, as learners. And as long as a person regards himself as a student, then you can always say that you are in practice. And as long as you are in practice, then you have the latitude to make mistakes, and you keep yourself open to the process of learning. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala always keep us as students and always engage us in the process of learning. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with true knowledge, true understanding, and true guidance. The ayat which I have recited is a very famous ayat of the Quran Kareem, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that, O Nabi of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you as a mercy to the entire universe, to all the worlds. And this philosophy and concept of mercy, my respected friends, is the universal concept and formula that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for peace, harmony, balance, understanding, and every form of goodness to prevail, not only on this earth, but throughout the universe. For everything to remain in balance and in harmony, for everything to coexist, and for everything and everyone and every creation to achieve its objectives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the concept of rahmat and mercy. And it's only when rahmat and mercy will prevail in its true sense is when we will find that people and nations and communities and families and spouses and partners and individuals will be able to interact in the manner that we're supposed to interact. The entire life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is a lesson of mercy. Right from the beginning, right to his very last breath, the message that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam conveyed to humanity is the message of mercy. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman. That those who are the ones who are the bearers of mercy, who are the ones who Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will bestow with mercy, those who show mercy towards others. And throughout humanity, throughout the lessons of all the messengers, all the Anbiya, all the prophets, and most especially our Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who was the paragon of guidance and hidayat and mercy and compassion, we find this common thread, this lesson of mercy and compassion towards humanity. Because man and creation inherently is one who expects to be treated with mercy and respect and dignity. A man will be able to tolerate poverty. A person will be able to tolerate some type of difficulty and challenge and sickness and illness and other forms of challenges and tribulations. A man will be able to tolerate to some degree or to a large degree. But there is one thing that a human being is very limited in terms of his tolerance, and that is indignity. When you remove the dignity of a person and you disregard a person for who he is, then we find that same very human being becomes intolerant. He begins to protest. He begins to become rebellious. He can become violent. And all those qualities or traits, rather, of animalism become manifested in that human being. And today, when we look at the condition and the halat of the world, across the globe, when we look at conditions and situations, this is basically what we see. That humanity has been pushed over the edge. People have lost their tolerance, and the imbalances that exist in humanity have exceeded all their bounds. And because of the lack of this concept of compassion and mercy and rahmat that's supposed to be existing in the world, we find that everything has now exceeded its bounds. So my respected friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as rahmatul, as Rabbul Alameen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen, the Kaaba also is hudal lil alameen, it is a center for the guidance of the entire universe, not only of the world, but of all the worlds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept this common thread and this one formula, the formula of mercy and the formula of giving and the formula of compassion. And once we begin to imbibe this, develop this on an individual level, right from our own person, our own base, our own home, our own self, a person will not be able to extend mercy and compassion and kindness and forgiveness to the next person, even if it be his spouse, even if it be his child, even if it be his own brother or parents. He will not be able to extend it if he himself has not learnt the lesson of mercy and has not been merciful to himself. Being merciful to oneself means that a person begins to identify what are the requirements of a human being, what are the requirements and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does it mean to be merciful to one's own self. And when one can develop the concept of mercy within oneself and begins to treat one's own soul with mercy, then we will find that the extension of this mercy now will be enjoyed by the next person and those who are around us. And this example, as I said, we cannot go into examples, but the seerah is filled with it. And we find right throughout the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, the manner in which they had developed this concept of rahmat and mercy in their lives, that they exceeded the bounds of mercy also. Today we have exceeded the bounds of transgression, but they exceeded the bounds of mercy. In which sense? That something which was a right for themselves. Example the Quran Sharif gives us also, that يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They gave preference to others even though they were in a situation of strife themselves. There was no food on the person's table. The Sahabi did not have food for himself or for his own family. But they put out the candle and let the other person eat. This is a simple example and it's something which we've heard and we've learned. But look at the philosophy behind it. Think about the concept. Look at the mercy and the compassion that we learn from this example. Today our concept is that if that man is asking for 10 rand, we will look for every way to bring him down to 5 rand. Whereas we have far more than we need for this life and for another life also. So this concept of mercy and compassion has been taught to us. When we look even further down, when we come towards the lives of the pious elders also, they also had this intuition and they had imbibed this, they had developed this. They had absorbed this concept of mercy and compassion. The example of the great Wali and the Sheikh, who is known as Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullah Ali, who is known as a person who was the father for the poor, the man who had the compassion of the poor in his heart. Because this compassion was developed and imbibed and absorbed into himself to such an extent that it had become part of his fitrat and his existence. Therefore, his mere presence, 9 million people are attracted to the deen of Islam. 9 million people. Today, unfortunately, what we find is we have become bearers of slogans. We are good in propaganda, in making slogans, and in holding up big ideas and talk. Talk has become a big thing today. Slogans has become our work today. But these people did not have slogans. They did not have any advertising campaign, not to say that those things are not permissible and valid. They are valid, they have a place. But the reality of it is for a person to become the bearer of that slogan, to have that slogan within our character and within ourselves. And then, inshallah ta'ala, if just a person's presence also, without a person's words also, just by him sitting on a dasturkhan and feeding people. Feeding used to be his dawah. It was his propagation. He sat and fed the entire humanity. And we find how people were attracted by the presence of a person. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us this reality. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala purify our hearts in this sense that we are able to be compassionate towards humanity, compassionate towards our own families first, those who are our immediate ones. Today we find there's so much of pain, suffering, struggle. There are people who are around us, our immediate people, who are in dire need, great difficulty. We see it every day. We don't even have to go anywhere far to see the type of difficulty and struggle. Half of our population is below the breadline. Within our own family, sometimes it's our own family. It's our immediate family. Sometimes it's our parents. Sometimes it's a sister. Sometimes it's a brother. Sometimes it's someone who we see every day. Yet, we don't have that compassion and that mercy to try and assist that person, whereas Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the means, or Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the aids and the way to assist that person. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this lesson and imbibe it within ourselves and make us people of mercy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.